Welcome to the GGB podcast. This is our special GGB at ICE podcast series, and we're kicking it off today with Timo Kiskanen.
Yeah.
He is the CEO of Fenica Gaming out of Finland, and Timo, we tried to do this at G2E, and we just didn't work out, so I'm really glad that you can be the first one in our studio today to kick it off.
I'm so excited to be here.
Great.
Thanks
a
lot.
I'm really glad we can do this. So why don't you give us a little background on Fenica Gaming, how it started, its history and where you think you're going now.
Yeah. Actually, our heritage is coming from Finland.
Okay.
And a company called Veikkaus. Mm-hmm. So basically, Veikkaus is the company having B2C operation in Finland, running casino games, lotteries, sports betting, so total portfolio like we are calling that in Finland. And we noticed actually 5 years ago or something like that, that hey, we are having quite a nice knowledgement, business knowledgement, how to engage the customers and the players, how to create the games. And then we noticed that, okay, we are having game IPs, we are having game studios, we are having studios which are working with us, and then we decided that maybe we can make some kind of new approach for the Veikkaus company, and looking for international businesses, and we make hard work for that because of course it took a while to make some changes to the legislation of Finnish market, and after some years we had the permission to make B2B operation outside Finland, and here we are. So that was the starting point of Fenica Gaming. So this is daughter company of Veikkaus, and the only purpose we are having is that we are exporting the business knowledge, the games, the solutions, which we have used in Finland as a reference.
Okay.
And that's the heritage. So everyone like me, we have operated also the gaming and lottery. So we know how to make business, and now we are trying to keep this attitude with us when we are moving to be the B2B supplier.
Okay.
And I think we have succeeded with that.
Okay, great. So you have also a genesis in the iLottery area. Explain how that happened and how you're transitioning to iCasino.
Yeah, actually, and that was the starting point which we noticed early 2021, that let's start with e-instants. So these are the digital scratch tickets.
Sure.
But the very special thing which we had already since 10 years in Finnish market, that we actually create some kind of entertainment layer above the scratch ticket.
Yeah.
That you are feeling more like that you are gaming.
Sure. Yeah.
You are not just scratching.
Sure.
And we started to export these games. And we have succeeded very nice. It's very Nordic style, very modern, and when you are playing as a player, you can really feel that I'm not just grasping the ticket, I'm actually playing.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty, and this is something which we are also calling innovative way of doing, modern way of doing, and I feel that there is plenty of business opportunities for such kind of things, because we are more and more, like I just came from the casino events, and we are talking more about entertainment, and we are more talking about sustainability. So they are not having any conflict between each other.
Yeah.
Basically, the sustainable gaming, which we are very fond of making, I think this is part of entertainment. So basically, when we are engaging in a nice way, not aggressive way, but with entertainment factors, I think everyone can enjoy the games, and you don't have to put your last money for that.
Yeah, sure.
You are having fun.
So in terms of the differences between the iLottery player and the iCasino player, are you being able to bridge those differences?
Yeah, we have actually talked internally and also noticed that there is a lot of talks that what kind of gaming vertical you are going to provide or what kind of games. Mm-hmm. Actually, one thing we noticed just before we started was that typically the providers, not providers, but the operators, they are looking for local content.
Right.
Because this is very important, which we know.
Yeah.
That when you can engage the local culture items or something very special which you cannot explain.
Yeah, sure, right.
This is something we noticed, that we have to provide such kind of additional services.
Right.
And nowadays we are more like calling that we are having games for any kind of gaming vertical. Mm-hmm. So we are calling that more like universe.
Right.
So you can pick up our instant games if you are having audience for that.
Right.
You can pick up our casino games if this is the better way to do it.
Right.
VLT, ETM games,
right,
which we can also make. So basically, we decided that it doesn't matter what kind of channel, what
right,
kind of gaming vertical we are talking. It's more like that we are keeping the local content approach
right, mm-hmm,
and the entertainment factor.
Okay.
And then we create together with the operators that the games which we are going to introduce for the market,
right,
they fits for the needs.
Sure. So what is your market position now? Are you really just looking at the Nordic states right now, the Norway, Sweden, of course, Finland?
Yeah. Actually, with eInstant, the lottery side,
yeah,
we are operating in three continents,
okay,
in US,
really? Okay.
In LATAM,
uh-huh,
and in Europe.
Wow.
So 15 countries we are operating at the moment, and we started 22.
Yeah.
So not so far.
Yeah.
And so we are growing very fast, which also make a signal that there is something which we have made right.
Right, yeah.
And actually now when we are moving to the iCasino,
mm-hmm,
iGaming,
yeah,
which we know that is totally different story.
Sure, right.
We are starting in the Nordic area, in
mm-hmm,
Europe, but we are very fond of offering these also for other markets.
Right.
And the only thing which we have decided that we are not making any business in a gray or black market operators.
Yeah.
We really want to be clean.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't
no
want
bad bets.
Yeah.
Like
sure,
we are saying. Yeah.
So you know, you talk about local knowledge, obviously you have that in the Nordic countries, but how do you acquire that kind of knowledge in some of these other countries where you may not really understand what's going on there?
Yeah, actually there is when we are having the operator background,
mm-hmm,
of course we know the operators abroad.
Right.
We are having good connection for the key
yeah,
stakeholders,
yeah,
if I make it like that.
Right.
We have also trained ourselves during the decades that we know about the cultural features. Of
mm-hmm,
course, not all of them.
Sure.
But we understand how important
mm-hmm,
is the connection with customer
right,
and us.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk and understand that what kind of cultural features are there.
Right.
And then we actually, our game specialists, are talking with customer specialists
mm-hmm,
and we are looking for that, what do we have in our portfolio, what
right,
we could do,
mm-hmm,
or should we tailor a little bit this
yeah,
portfolio game for your purpose.
Sure.
And I think this kind of professional service, if I make it like
sure,
that,
right.
I think there is a great value at the moment and in the future. Because
okay,
we have to offer something special which fits the local needs.
Sure, right.
Not only portfolio for everyone.
Right. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So you showed me this gaming universe, which is
yeah,
your portfolio
yeah,
of games here, and
yeah,
you know it looks looks like you've really got a lot of bases covered here.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
So explain, you know, what happened here. How did you form this, and how are you going to sell it?
Actually, the way we are operating and selling,
mm-hmm,
basically we are operating the games in cloud, of
mm-hmm,
course this is
okay,
the modern way of doing.
Right, sure.
Of course the ETM games must be implemented to cabinet,
right,
but the digital ones are running in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we are working actually is that when we are talking with the operator or prospect or good opportunity to provide games,
right,
we are introducing, of course, the game portfolio.
Yeah.
We are asking and talking that what kind of needs do you have. And actually, it's quite often nowadays, actually,
yeah,
that the ones which are operating with us, they are telling actually the story for the
yeah,
colleagues.
Right.
So the colleagues are coming to us,
sure, okay,
asking that, hey,
yeah,
what kind of games do you have?
Yeah.
I'm interested in.
Right.
So, I think this is the very best opportunity,
right,
but I think the one thing we try to be careful is that when we are having the customership,
sure,
we are trustworthy,
mm-hmm,
we can really, when we promise something, we are also making that.
Yeah.
So there is no question about if the delivery day is today,
mm-hmm,
we are going to make it.
Right.
And our operation is very high quality one, very modern. So yeah. So there is no hiccups at the moment.
Okay.
And I have to say that when we are having also the game specialists, mm-hmm. which has actually developed the games earlier.
Right.
So this is a very important factor when we are making business with the customers. They can test our games like in demo side. They can actually localize the games they would like to choose in our website. So we also try to automize the working processes in such a way that we are not wasting operators' time.
Yeah.
Or us.
Sure. Right. Right.
Make it, how would I say, in a modern way.
Right.
But. This is the way we have found out, and it works very fine.
Well, developing games is a really complicated issue, obviously. You want to have great graphics, you want to have sound, you want to have the math on top of everything, right?
This is the one.
So when you have a customer come to you, and basically you're customizing a game for them.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
So you know, how does that work, and you know, how do they respond to the way you want to build their games?
Actually, of course, this is sometimes quite deep discussion we are having, but basically the idea has been that our games, as a principle, they are designed without the most attractive features.
Yeah.
So, because the heritage we are having, we are having always in our mind the sustainability.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we are not using all the tricks which we know both, how we can really attract.
Right.
And we have decided that we are not using them.
Yeah.
We trust more on the entertainment factor, the game flow, how the story is moving forward.
Right.
And also, of course, we are having the features which are needed. But I have to say that when we are talking about the math, which is key thing, I think it fits quite well for several markets, but I have to say that of course there is differences how RTP level, which kind of levels you can use, what is the typical level of that, and so we have to sophisticate these ones, and of course the price points and things like that.
Yeah.
But the games has designed in such a way. I think everyone is doing that nowadays.
Right.
That they are so modular that it's more like configuration issue.
Right. Yeah.
The basic things.
Okay.
And then if some customer is willing to have, this is not a nice character for me, then we can also talk that, let's take it off and make something else.
Right. Okay.
And then we are still keeping the mechanics and maths and things like that.
Great, great.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the market in Finland.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I got broken into the market in Finland by Heikki Rintala when he was running the Ray Casino. He ran it for 12 years, I believe, and I think he actually ran the Finnish Monopoly for a couple of years before he got out of gaming. But So you know, it was basically land based early on. But when did it transition to online gaming, and how did your company play a role in that?
Mm. And now you are meaning also the history.
Yes.
Actually, the history of Finnish market has been that we had three different companies until 2016,
end of that.
Mm-hmm. And before these years, we had one company for casino gaming, iGaming, and also land-based casinos, one company for horse racing, and one company for lottery and sports betting.
Right.
And during that years, actually, I was working at the casino company former times, and we started the online casino 2010.
Yeah.
The one thing we found at that moment, which is still valid, is actually the omnichannel experience. So together, offline and online, when you can establish the same game performance and game experience.
Right.
It's very effective.
Yeah.
And I just heard when there was the talk about the casino future, and one sentence of the guidance was that there is a great opportunity to make growth with online.
Yeah.
And the power of land-based is that they can combine the offering,
right.
Which I fully agree, because we have such kind of experiences almost 15 years.
Yeah.
And it's very strong still. Which means that one I think at that moment when we noticed this, the second one which has noticed in Finnish market is also the local content.
Right.
Because we are not running any monopoly in this world. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows that you can visit websites around the globe and you can find the Finnish language pages and the games. So how can you compete with such kind of gray or black market operators, if we are calling them like that?
Right.
And the key message which we have noticed and learning is that local content and the omnichannel experience, so land-based and online.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Because these are the features which everyone cannot have.
Right.
And this is very strong combination.
And at one point, it was a monopoly in Finland, correct?
Yeah,
the government ran everything. Is that still the case?
This is still the case, but the new legislation, which is actually under construction now, moving to 27, it's going to be established. We are opening part of the market.
Okay.
And it means that the sports betting and also horse racing and also online casino, they are going to be in a licensed market.
Okay.
And everyone knows that there is a big, how would I say, need to open.
Right.
And the rest of the market, lottery and land-based casinos, they are going to run monopoly still.
Okay.
And this kind of legislation is now on the process. And our understanding that the new legislation will be established in full production, if I call it like that.
Yes.
It means that the start of 27.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. So
there's a lot of game studios out there.
Yeah, that's right.
Why should an operator choose Fenica Gaming to build them games?
Yeah. Actually, the one we have understood and we are very proud of that is that some way during the past decades, when we have created the games which we are now having and running with the very good success, we have had to concentrate on the game flow.
Yeah.
Because the regulation has been so tight that we cannot have any bonusing. We are not having any such kind of elements which are very easy to adapt and engage.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make it different way. And the characters, the game flow, and the high quality graphics and also the trustworthy of operation reliable operations, it has meant that people are trust on us.
Okay.
And it means also now when we are exporting the knowledge man,
right,
with the business knowledge man, I think the operators which we are working with, they also understood that we have the same language.
Yeah.
We know what they are aiming to do, and we try to help them.
Okay.
And I think this is the experience of mine that it has been a very important factor in our journey.
Right. Okay. Yeah. One last question: Where would you like Fenica Gaming to be in 5 years?
Actually, we are looking for, of course, big dream.
Yes, of course.
We have to have big dream, and actually, we are looking for that. We could also provide more gaming verticals, if I make it like that. So more iLottery style of games, more iGaming style of games, maybe some sports betting in the future, not very soon, but later. And then actually one thing we are really looking for is actually, could we help some way the operators with the data, with AI, how would I say, optimize and personalize the offering to the player.
Right.
Because this is something also which we have practiced at mother company, I think 10 years already. So we are using such kind of tools because, like I said, there is a lot of limitations what we can do and offer. No bonuses, not such kind of engagement elements. So we try to make, if I call it like hyper-personalized experience to that. So when you open your mobile, you really have your style.
Right.
And things like that. So the data and AI is something we are looking for next.
Okay, great. Well, Timo, thanks for joining us. It's great to be able to kick off ICE here with you, the GGB at ICE series podcast. It's great to have you here, and good luck for the rest of the show.
Thanks a lot. It's a pleasure to be here.
To read more about the topic presented in this week's podcast, visit ggbmagazine.com.
To subscribe to GGB's Executive Summary, go to ggbnews.com and sign up. Don't miss any edition of the GGB Podcast. Subscribe on Spotify, Amazon, or Apple Podcasts today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.